brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment finishing up with Doug Hagmann, the Northeast Intelligence Network private investigator. And you can visit his website, HomelandSecurityUS.com, HomelandSecurityUS.com. Got about 5 minutes left here, Doug. We were just getting into the fact that, yeah, Fast and Furious is a game changer. The documents came out. They did it to blame the Second Amendment. That's even on CBS News. So it is a game changer, but now nothing can even be done. They're just sitting there. That's why they'll probably even have election fraud. Not that I think Romney's good, but I don't think, I mean, he's more of a globalist with white gloves on. With Obama, you're dealing with like, you know, absolute Chicago mafia type stuff where they are nasty, nasty, nasty. And again, I'm not saying stuff won't get even more hellish with Romney, but probably will. But I don't see Obama going anywhere. I mean, is that what your source is getting at? Is they're going to pull some chicanery?
Exactly. And that's, boy, that is so key, Alex. I'm glad you mentioned that because what my source said, there are too many people, and I'm looking at my notes here, almost trying to quote to him. There are too many people who want a seat and are guaranteed a seat at the Obama table that if he loses, they would lose that seat. That they obviously want to work overtime to ensure that Obama does not remains in the White House, I should say. That's the key. That's the objective here. We do know, of course, that you've got the different side of the coin, that being Mitt Romney, ultimately answering to the same higher powers. But with Obama, you've got, look at it this way, you've got a straight interstate highway going right to the objective. With Romney, you might have a little detour and kind of a more scenic route to the same destination.
A more scenic route to hell.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I, yeah, but that's, you know, with Obama, you've got the holder Justice Department that's not going to change if Obama stays, and you've got all of these people with the anti-Second Amendment people. And as you mentioned before, and people have to understand, the amount of ammunition, just to put this in perspective, could fill 63 Olympic-sized swimming pools. This is just under the Obama administration. 63 sized Olympic swimming pools. Five, on average, five
this
bullets
is, this
per
is more
person.
Than, exactly, five bullets per person.
Right, so something is up. I mean, obviously something is up. Now, the argument on the other side is, well, they've always ordered ammunition. No, they haven't. This shot up after 2004.
Yeah, they've never even ordered, I looked it up, they've never ordered 10% of this in a year.
Exactly. So, you know, and again, you know, Steve Quayle, his sources, exactly the same information, or relatively the same information, different sources, but the same.
We've had police call up that I later talked to, but I confirm are officers, breaking down crying on air because they've been told martial law in September. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they're talking about calling in the military, calling in airstrikes on citizens. I mean, what are they? Man, I'm freaked out. I mean, I hope there's some way to turn this around. In closing, did your source think this could be turned around? Obviously, kind of in a way, he came to you, so he wants it to get out there.
Yeah, and he said the only way, in his mind, the only way that this could be turned around is through extensive exposure. On the other hand, there are some patriots within the federal government and at various in the rank and file, you know, obviously the rank and file, but various mid-level departments who are working, who know what's going on, and they're attempting to change things, the oath keepers, so to speak. So, you know, there is a possibility.
Well, Doug, we're going to get Steve Quayle up, but I know he's got some announcements to make, but I want to hold you there because I want to ask Steve if he's got any questions or comments for you. You're very polite to stay with us. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, coming up. Boy, he sounded wild 15 years ago talking about this stuff. Now it's happening.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the 29th day of August 2012, is Steve Quayle, talk show host, best-selling author. You've written Blueprint for Survival, Investment Perspectives on Precious Metals, and so many others. But I remember him talking about chimeras and cross-species clones 15 years ago and going, yeah, right. And now it's mainstream news. So one area, though, where you can't debate with him is he's been 100% accurate saying foreign troops, Russians, others were training out in Colorado and places, and now it's mainstream news, Russian special forces, Russian aircraft practicing fighting terrorists in America. That was in the Associated Press 2 days ago. We can put that, guys, type that in. People won't believe it. People watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, for radio listeners, I want to get the exact headline. It's like Russian Air Force to fight terrorists in drill in America. I mean, it's so crazy how they're just acclimating us. And it doesn't mean they're going to come get us tomorrow. It's this global government. It's the military being told, you're under NATO and UN command now. And Congress being told, sit down, shut up. By the Joint Chiefs and the Chairman and Obama in open letters. It's the announcements on CNBC that we've been taken over by foreign banks, and we're slaves to a global government. Those are quotes. You've heard me play it probably 50 times in the last few months. Hundreds of publications announcing, you know, we're under a world government. It's authoritarian for your own good. That's the Financial Times of London right there with the Bilderberg Group member saying that. There's Cyber News Service, CNS News. Russian Americans take part in joint Air Force counterterror drill. See, there you go. I mean, it's all getting Twilight Zone right now. It's all getting Twilight Zone because they want to just suspend disbelief, get everybody's normalcy bias going, where we'll put up with anything, like the TSA fishing around in our wives' and children's underwear. I mean, it is amazing what we'll put up with. Now we have Obama people on Hardball, on other shows, saying we need new shootings, we need new bombings. This will help get Obama reelected. I played those clips in the first hour. We have all these quotes about a new terror attack to be blamed on our enemies will save us. They don't say they're going to do it, but they leave one degree of saying they're going to do it. They're like, gee, a terror attack would sure help, and don't worry, one's coming. So now we've got Mr. Hagman's source that fits in with my police sources, and my Homeland Security sources are too scared to talk to me now. They say everything's surveilled. I mean, I've got to go meet somebody in a field if I want to, and that's too dangerous because somebody could be posing as some of my sources. I've got them in state police, FBI, Justice Department, federal marshals. In the old days, it was still fun and games until they get death threats when they talk to me. I mean, stuff's being listened to, folks, okay? That's come out. They've got the NSA not spying on foreign terrorists, on people in government. And somehow you've got to – in fact, I should ask Hagman that because he's about to leave us in a moment. But I wanted to bring Steve Quayle up if he had any questions for Doug to have the two kind of dovetail together here at the end of our talk with Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, that this is all coming to a head. And we would be crazy to not be concerned about a false flag when this is when the season of that is upon us. So Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com joins us because – and I remember him 2 years ago saying they're going to weaponize drones and use our GPS coordinates to use them against us. Comedy Central played the clip of him on the show and said we were insane. Now it's mainstream news that they're using autonomous drones and predators and reapers and what's that other one? Global Hawk, armed, flying around in the future. I wish Steve Quayle was wrong. But more and more I've got to say, wow. Even the stuff that I, because he's always been a great mind, incredible talker, you know, great guy to listen to, but you're still kind of like, oh, come on, Steve. And then now it's like, is the other stuff he's saying true? I mean, I know he believes it, but I'm like, my gosh, I know he has these sources, but are they feeding him disinfo? I hope so. I hope this isn't true. Steve Quayle, I don't know how much of the last hour you heard, but what's your take on it all?
Well, right now, Alex, we are absolutely under full-scale occupation by foreign troops under the guise of the United Nations, NATO. It is the New World Army. What you've warned about, what you've posted videos about, what Doug writes about, it's all in play now. And you know, it's amazing because the level of denial and normalcy bias is so accelerating. In other words, I would have thought that all of our combined efforts and all of our would wake more people up. Now, granted, some people are waking up, but all you have to do is realize that the mainstream media is the inoculation mechanism to totally destroy your brain and keep the people from coming to the knowledge of the truth. And here's what the truth is. We are under occupation by the foreign governments. You just talked about the Air Force. The Russians are here. The three statements that they've made publicly, now they're in NORAD, one of our most top secret command centers. They're absolutely supposedly going after the CIA headquarters in Denver as an exercise and the NSA in Utah. The point is, if this wasn't just out of the America series, I don't know what is. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, all of the critics and shills out there are trying to keep the biggest secret from you in the world. We are under communist, global, Luciferian occupation, soon to go into full-scale warfare, and all that we've warned about, all that we've said is going to happen, the militarization of the police, obviously Alex's appearance at the Bilderbergers, showing you in living color that these entities, I'm going to use that word, Alex, entities exist, The point is, it's rape, pillage, and plunder. The United States is going under. Now, I'm not a fatalist. I'm a realist. But you know what it's like, Alex. You almost have to suspend belief in order to emotionally cope with some of the stuff. But when it all comes rushing to the foreground before your eyes, you can't deny it any longer. Doug's sources are not my sources. My sources are not Alex Jones' sources. You just went on a litany about people are frightened. I can tell you point blank that when generals who are 4 stars say that even they've got to watch what they say and they've got to be careful, everybody is at war with each other. And so to the men and women that Doug and I addressed last night on his show that are in uniform, you must stand up for what's right. You took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Right now, Alex, we've got so many fifth column terrorists in this country. And by the way, terrorists, let me define terrorists. Terrorists is nothing more than a professional group of assassins and general mayhem inducers that are under someone's control, someone's command, and they're being paid. The bottom line is it's insanity to close the northern border with Canada. If you're an American citizen, see how you're treated when you go into Canada, and let the southern borders wide open. The head of the Border Patrol, before he quit a number of years ago, called me and said, Steve, I can't take it. They're putting my men out to slaughter. And you, Alex, have had Border Patrol guys on. We've talked about all this stuff. Listen, Doug's source and my source corroborate, and then I'll turn it over to Doug. How many, if you will, other than Mexicans, this is not an anti-Latino. My best friend in the world was a Latino, and bless her heart, Mary Juarez. The point is that this is an anti-terrorist rant of the fifth column of full-scale warriors, professional warriors coming in through the southern border, and trust me, they speak other languages than Spanish. So Doug and I both got the same numbers of how many were coming through, and we both were in disbelief. Wasn't it, Doug, about, what, 50,000 a month?
Between 40 and 50, Steve, 1,000 a month, and that's just one specific narrow area that we know of. There could be others, but I mean, that alone is staggering to me. So, but you're 100% correct. You know, and what normal person, what normal security apparatus for the United States would allow this to happen if there was not?
What is your source say the 1.4 million rounds of ammo are for?
Are you talking to me, Alex, or Doug?
Doug and Steve Quayle, just briefly, as Doug's leaving us.
Let me answer that real quick. My source is told that that's for the private army that is going to be resurrected out of the mayhem that Obama's already gone on record on. You've done shows on it, Alex. You've posted on your website, the New York Times, the Boy Scouts being trained with H&K MP5s. And I actually calculated how many weapons, how many rounds, how many magazines. And it's pretty interesting because, again, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the federalization, or let's call it even a better word, the luciferic control of all law enforcement, global dominance, perpetual war for perpetual peace, and this is the exact setting the Bible sets up in the book of Revelation for the reign and rule of Antichrist. We are going in, Alex, and are already seeing right now the strategic placement. Those billions of rounds, and I've been in the firearms business for 30 years, so I know a little bit about the gun business, know a lot of people all over the country and world, as a matter of fact, and the source that I got it from basically stated, this is for the civilian private military that will be raised up under Obama's second term in order to basically squash, quash, and crush all rebellion.
And that's one point. And the media is always 450 million, 750 million, 250 million. Since last November, it's 1.4 billion. And that's a month old. They're buying millions more. Now they're classifying it. It's blacked out. Now, we reported on that a few weeks ago. It became a national story on the new ammo. But it's giant black armored vehicles. In fact, I've got photos of them, hundreds of them. Armored pillboxes digging in. I mean, this, you can look at the architecture. It can be secret, but the public intelligence is how they're set up. This is being set up for a war against county and city government, not just against the people. When you look at the configuration, they're preparing to take over state houses. The architecture of this warfare system is pointed at the states.
Absolutely. And every single state capitol building is already marked. It's already basically the teams that are going to take those over are already located, literally, if you will.
The radio, the TV, the Pentagon admits that. The re-education camps, that document's public. Folks, the Army admitted the document we got was real and said we weren't supposed to have it, that it was restricted. Re-education camps, how to process sheet with your Social Security in America, with your number, into a stinking camp.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable food. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Mr. Hackman with us as well. He's going to leave us here in just a moment. Doug, was there anything else you'd like to add or say to Steve here or ask Steve?
Well, Alex, I just want to say this. Steve has long been a good friend, and our sources now are saying the same exact thing. And I've got to tell you, this is a perfect segue into Steve's segment, because we've talked leading up to this show and compared notes, and I've got to tell you, everything that Steve is about to tell you is consistent with the information I've received from my sources, and I'll just leave it at that, and
all
God
right,
bless
Doug.
You.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Look, I've had police call in when they had tanks rolling around St. Louis doing urban warfare drills that they were going to stay in the future and that they were told get ready for collapse in late October, early November. And the cop broke down crying, and then later I confirmed it with other sources and confirmed the police officer and information. This is going on everywhere. Special forces operations to acclimate us, to acclimate the military that this is okay. Steve, is it a financial collapse they're getting ready for? I mean, how, from your sources, how is this going to play out, and can we stop it?
You cannot stop it, and it's going to play out because it's designed. You know, not only is the love of money the root of all evil, the control of money is the control of all evil. By choking off everyone's bank accounts, you know, Alex, we talked about a little bit yesterday on your TV show, the Drudge Report carrying the story about the cyber attacks on banks, the true amount of money that has disappeared from customers' account and specific banks, over 200 banks. The real truth is never given in its totality unless you talk to the people that know, for instance, who designed the program that watches banks when they come under cyber attack. So here's how it's going to go down. And this is what I've been told, and this is what's been verified. And for the record, the verifications now will come instantly. You know that, Alex. We'll do a show, or you'll do a show, and two or three people get a hold of you, and even the people that, and I want to commend your wisdom, do not be drawn out into any field with anybody anytime, okay? They're too good at spoofing identities. They'll give you real information. And I don't know if you know this, Alex, but we really, really prayed for you and your family. I did last night on Doug Hagman's show.
I didn't know that. No, thank you.
I'm not, this is not to be, you know, anything other than this. Is look, ladies and gentlemen, Alex is in obviously a position of effectuating information dispersal and change. And I'm talking change, not that will destroy the country, but will save your life. So I want those of you who understand the lateness of the hour to recognize that you asked me a question, Alex. I wish I were wrong. I wish we could stop it. The only thing that we can do right now is prepare for the worst case scenario and understand this is what I cannot get across to people. You had Graithwall on your show. 50 million people already are assigned to be assassinated when the next power play goes in place. This is it. This is a full, and I'm not apologizing.
Well, that was when he was in the Weathermen, who are like Obama's bosses. I mean, he was in the meeting, and they said, we're going to put 50 million in re-education. We're going to kill 25 million. That's pretty much standard procedure. But that was back in the 70s. Now their plan, you're saying, is to kill even more.
Yeah, 57-8. Let me tell you something that's interesting. This is deep background, Alex. And for those of you that want to confirm this to Alex, the President of the United States met with Russian generals at Nellis Air Force Base under the cover of a recent Nevada campaign event. In other words, when you've got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, our country is sold out. And Nellis is where a lot of the Russians are entering the U.S. by air, and then they're being dispersed by bus all over the country, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And again, Alex, I just want to share something. I've gone to a 24/7 format on my website. This is critical. When I get news updates like this, I post them on my Q Alerts. The Q Alerts is on the right-hand side of my website. I used to be, you know, only updating like once a day, and that won't work and hasn't worked for some time. So I've gone to being able to post myself and have others that post. So the Q Alerts on my website is where all the important stuff happens. And so what I'm telling you point blank from the deep background, and I will share this, someone who was at Nellis and saw it happen, you have the President of the United States, when he reached over and told Dmitry, wait until the second term, and I, you know, I've got more leeway. You even did you mentioned that on one of your shows. The bottom line is, Medvedev said, I will share with Vladimir your statement. So the point is that we have now a if you will, an astonishing amount of foreign troops in this country, and most of the American troops are outside the country. And again, this is open source stuff that's verified by Doug's sources, my sources, Craig Evenson's sources. Our fighting men in Iraq and in Afghanistan are sitting ducks, and Ahmadinejad has even talked about with the Pakistani ISI. Things are going bad there, but they're talking about taking out our troops over there. So,
all right, stay there, Steve. I want to come back and talk about this because I understand the globalists are all linked at the hip at the highest levels, but the Russians, the West is trying to overthrow Putin right now. So I want you to explain that to me from your source. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Things move so quick around here. Yesterday, Eric Brose has been on the show a few times. Of Houston free thinkers. I went down and spoke at one of their rallies to end the Fed last year. He's been on a few times as a guest. They protested the TSA running checkpoints in Houston. The city was forced to remove them. They got detained by Homeland Security and TSA. There's video of that. He told me about it yesterday. So the video was coming. He emailed it to us. Steve Watson now has it up. We'll get him on tomorrow. Or maybe even tonight from Tampa. But it just went up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalist. And this is part of a pattern now where they even know who you are. It was like the We Are Change reporter, Julio, up in Chicago, showed DHS running checkpoints. A week later, they came up to him on the street and said, "We're watching you. We saw your video. You don't do that in America." So this is all just off the charts, insane, how out of control. These videos are pretty amazing. They're up at InfoWars.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. That's the latest breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll have some clips of those videos tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. And we'll get, again, Mr. Bros on very quickly, either tonight or tomorrow, from Tampa. And we're also going to be following the hurricane and hope the levees don't break. We haven't got back with our reporter source, Charles, who reported on us for during Katrina. He said one of the levees had broken in the area he was at. They're saying water's going over the levees. We're going to continue to track that. Going back, remember Steve Quayle 15 years ago talking about weather weapons. Now that's admitted. Look, Steve, here's the deal. I know you're a smart guy. You have a lot of sources because you've been around forever. I'm not denying that you believe this. You talked about Russian troops secretly training. Now that's admitted. Bizarre. We're in the land of bizarre. The government shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize things and blame the Second Amendment, a false flag. But we see Soros and others trying to overthrow Putin. We see that destabilization campaign. I know the globalists are running the Chinese government, but the Russians, from my evidence, there's some type of split. I know that they fight with each other, and I know the globalists like to balance countries against each other, but I know the U.S. troops are not being let into these secret Russian bases, their NORAD equivalent. So what is going on? I mean, you're now saying you think that, I mean, I know they say in NLE 09 that they would use foreign troops in America. I know they say they're doing anti-terror drills with the Russians. I mean, how would they trigger this? How would they get away with it? I mean, I could see our military under foreign command or mercenaries mixed in with foreigners, but and we've seen the drills for that, but how would they get away with Russian troops? I mean, that's what you're saying, your source? Because, I mean that would unify Americans, Russian troops.
Well, unfortunately, it won't, because the bottom line is that even our military, most of the good guys have either been outed or outed or assassinated. Here's the thing, Alex, and this is something that most people don't understand. Even though there seems to be a consensus amongst the Western European, U.S., and some of the Asian and Middle Eastern countries, Russia and China, a number of years ago, got together and signed a secret accord. And for the record, 1 year before that meeting took place, a guy by the name of Dmitry Duduman, you probably read of his prophecies, D-U-D-U-M-A-N, saw the meeting, and they basically had, and this isn't word for word, but overview. This will answer your question specifically. They were aware and they were going to play along with the Americans on their New World Order until the chance came where they could take us out, take us down, and the United States has already been divided up between the Russians and the Chinese. Henry Gruver, A.A. Allen, I posted these on my website, Dreams and Visions. I mean, we're talking visions of Russians and Chinese invading the United States from 60 years ago. And so now the thing is, and Stanislav Lunev, Viktor Suvorov, all the different defectors have written books. The number one thing they said, they would be able to succeed because their friends in the government would allow them to pre-position their men and materials ahead of the takeover. Now, let me make this clear to everybody in the military, even those who are side by side. Some friends of mine in a southern state, I won't give the state away, Vietnam vets, God bless every veteran out there, Vietnam, every war vet out there. I want to thank you guys. One of them spoke Russian, and they saw a joint tactical exercise taking place. And fortunately for their skills learned the jungle, they were able to track the Russians. When the American counterparts, which I think were out of Fort Bragg, left, they overheard the Russians in Russian stating, "These Americans, once we have put down their enemies, we put them down." And they were laughing, giving each other high fives and shaking their heads, saying that the very people they're training with, they're going to turn their weapons on. Now, Alex, that's from eyewitness businesses who speak Russian having heard it.
And well, Larry Graffwald, who was in the top weatherman meetings with the big union chiefs, they said, we're going to bring in Chinese and Russians once we've taken over. And it all sounds so crazy, but then they're drilling in anti-terror with the Russians. And so it's basically the foreign bankers may do a double take and a triple cross, you're saying, and then do this. But there's a problem. As Admiral Yamamoto said, there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. No one I know would put up with foreign troops.
Well, they're putting up with them, Alex. We're putting up with them. The point is that, let me share this with you. If you go back and do a little history on Spetsnaz, when I first started writing my book, real quick, the 60-second version, Breathe No Evil and Blueprint for Survival, I was really into the Soviet defense policies. Obviously, I was Alexander Lebed was murdered. He was taken down. He's the one that came and testified to the Weldon Committee. I was in a week away from interviewing him, okay? General Lebed was basically the national security advisor for Boris Yeltsin. To make a long story short, the night he got killed, I said on George Norrie Coast to Coast, I said it was either George or Art that he was murdered. Well, his brother came out a week later. But understanding Russian defense policy and civil war was my forte and my take. I was friends with someone whose business partner was the sister of one of the highest ranking members of the KGB. As a matter of fact, the man that ran it before he died. So the point I'm trying to make in this is they're already here. What can Americans do right now? We've seen the prepositioning and the strategic placement of military arms and armament. We've seen A-10s. We're seeing helicopter gunships in downtown. And see, Alex, you know, you can put up the videos on Infowars.com, and I can put them up and link to your stuff, but people don't get it. Why are they practicing urban warfare in the cities of America? And the bottom line is, it's you, it's me, it's the Americans that are in their targets. And the point is that when Greifswald said that years ago on the Weather Underground, now the number of people they're talking about taking out on the red list is 50 to 75 million people. And in those days, Alex, is one thing to say, well, there's, you know, 300 million Americans with or 300 million guns in America, blah, blah, blah. But the drones and the total information awareness and the constant surveillance and the license plate readers and all that stuff.
By the way, here's the new purchases just in the last few days. On top of the $1.4 billion, the U.S. Forest Service is asking for another 85,000 rounds of .40 caliber, 150,000 rounds of .223, 10,000 cartridges of 12-gauge, 10,000 of other types of 12-gauge, 9mm, 45, 38. And again, there's so many thousands of pages of these, I can't even read all the stuff they're getting. I mean, that's just reading one of them. It's just pouring out the weapon systems to be used against us. No one can deny that.
Well, right, and here's something coming in while we're on the air. Someone's listening to us. He says he's talked to the government contractor for 30 years. This is just in right now, and they are ordering much more than what is publicly on the Fed BizOps website. Everything has been told to be kept under wraps now, like the 3/4 of a ton of C4. Gee, Alex, you remember when Oklahoma blew up? You and I were screaming our lungs out, not together, but independently on our different shows, and then, you know, together we got together on a couple shows, and obviously 9/11 too. So 3/4 of a ton of C4, and you're talking about a false flag.
Yeah, let me stop you guys. Type in, I forgot to cover that yesterday. The TSA just ordered massive amounts of C4. It is unbelievable. We're going to be covering that tonight. Guys, type in TSA order C4, and they claim it's for training. You don't need, you need a thimble amount to train dogs. You don't need giant, you know, containers of it.
And Alex, here's what I want people to understand. You have to have the mentality now. You are under an occupation by foreign troops, and the enemy is you. The enemy is me. Look, I don't get a predator over me at 100 feet because, you know, they want to show me their newest technology. That's telling me a message. When Greg, I got to tell you something. This is really critical. If I could say nothing more, this should tell everyone. I had a lieutenant colonel in my office 2 years ago in Montana from Northcom. He was in the psychological operations. He was a Christian, Alex, and he came with tears in his eyes, and he said, Steve, he said, I want to share something with you. I'm scared for where we're heading. He said, when you, and he mentioned you, Alex, and he said, the guys that have warned and warned, we assign cyber warriors to go out and undermine, to place they do everything in their power. But then he said something that startled me, Alex. He said, Steve, I've seen the plans for the U.S. Air Force to bomb, and here's his words, carpet bomb, five states specifically, Kentucky, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. I said, why those states? He said, those are the states that they feel they'll have the most trouble with. And then Greg Evenson, within, I think, 2 days, and this was separate and apart from me, he did not know that. A very short period of time, he gets a call from one of his general friends, and they call it yard farming, okay? Now, that's innocuous. Yard farming is basically when they send a Hellfire missile through my front door, and the Lord rebuke them, and may all their attempts fail, and may the entire command and communication system for every drone in America that will be used against American people fail. And I in the name of the living God, may all their communications fail with those things. But the bottom line, Alex, is that yard farming, now that sounds like, well, gee, that sounds innocuous. So, again, how is it that the very military now has, and now it becomes problematic because you just threw up on your screen or told your guys to throw up on the screen, the general of the Russian Air Force or whatever, what is his name, Gordievsky or something like that, he's in NORTHCOM's headquarters. They show a picture of him flying around in a private jet. And ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. We spend trillions of dollars to, quote, arm for the eventuality of Armageddon, either against Russia or China or whoever, and now all of our enemies are here. And
who would have ever believed that they would publicly admit they run al-Qaeda and give them weapons and 10,000 missiles in Libya and now Syria? I mean, it is reaching Fruit Loop level.
It is. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to, again, Alex, there's one thing on my website that I want everybody to go and take a look at. It's critical. It's a prophetic word from a guy named Marcus that Greg Evenson put up, and it's on my Q alerts, and I think it'll blow people's mind. It's a blueprint for what's going to happen the next 4 weeks.
Now, we've been close to crises before, and I agree there's a lot of stuff lined up, a lot of sources. Police are being told big stuff's going to happen. But, you know, there have been evidence of things going to happen in the past that didn't happen. And I believe talking about this does help reduce the fact that it, you know, could take place. I mean, I think a false flag, a financial collapse, that is probable, unless we get the word out. I mean, my goodness. I mean, how would it work? A false flag goes off. They say domestic groups did it. Oh, don't worry, the foreign troops are going to help. I mean, I know that's in all the declassified admissions now. Since NLE 09, they've admitted it. I've talked to Army officers on air where they're trained to work with foreign troops. I've been to urban warfare drills where they train with troops from six nations to take on the West Coast and confiscate guns and put us in camps. It's in my film, Police Day 2000, free online. So, yes, I mean, I know it, but still, I just don't. People are so mind-controlled, though, they might tell, you know, the general public that if you're not for the foreign occupation, you're a terrorist, and your neighbors might rat you out.
Oh, of course. Neighbors are ratting out each other right now. Look at Jason, the first guy that was arrested because somebody heard him on talk radio. Jason was a talk show host. I think you carried this story.
No, we've had him on the show. He had a popular show. He came and got arrested.
Yeah.
We have the Rob fellow, Brandon Rob.
Yeah, and then the other guy, there's another guy named Don M. He's the one I posted that I think you linked to. The bottom line is here's what I want to share with you, Alex Jones, okay? This is a good word. You are so on the tip of the spear, but remember this, like an icebreaker, it's the bow of the ship that has to break the ice so the others can follow. But again, the hardest thing, and Alex, I got to admit, this is the hardest thing for me too, so I'm just saying, someone who does what you do, this is the hardest thing for me, to understand that the very military that have taken the oath to defend our nation against all enemies, foreign, domestic, are now, the ones that are left, are now in collusion with the invasion invading armies that are here. And by the way, I said four weeks. So the prophecy that's on my website, Amazing Prophetic Word of the Lord from Brother Marcus. The bottom line is this guy's got something that's real. It's not the typical flaky stuff, and there's so much stuff on the internet. But what's amazing to me is it lays out the next 3 months. I said 4 weeks. 3 months. It also deals with the next 4 weeks. And I would encourage everybody to go to that.
Well, I think God is moving everybody who has discernment that we're at a key point here and that we're all in great danger because of the financial situation, the Iran situation, the funding of Al-Qaeda, the 10,000 Libyan missiles they got, and the government arming against us and demonizing us. I just find it hard to believe that they're going to actually pull the trigger.
I know you did, but again, can I be blunt? There was a lot of stuff. For instance, Genetic Armageddon, you brought it up, and I know we're coming out on that. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon about the transhumanists and the desire for them to totally destroy the image and likeness of the living God as we were created, and I started talking about, obviously, super soldiers. Everybody's, you know, the boards were filled. Ha ha, what a joke. What a crazy guy. You know, the bottom line is...
Now it's all admitted. It's all been admitted.
It's all admitted. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when Greg and I did the show last night with Doug Hagman, and as I'm doing the show with you and you had on Doug the hour before I came on, the bottom line is the tension and the panic in law enforcement, in the intelligence community, and guys going out into fields, not me. I don't meet anybody, any place, anytime. That's just my own security protocol. I violated it once and it almost cost me my life. The bottom line is that given the fact of everything, the preponderance of evidence, Alex, it's not only the scales that have to come off a man's eyes, it's the scales that have to come off our heart. These are the issues. We're trying to resolve probably the most confrontational, dangerous period in history with the emotional base that we have that, quite candidly, isn't prepared for the shock. This is going to be shock and awe, and I told everybody, you heard me say it on your show years ago, everything that's going on in the Middle East is designed to train. They're going to use those tactics against us.
Well, that's all admitted. I just don't see them, phase one in a collapse, bringing in the foreign troops. From what I've studied, they would bring in the collapse, then stage false flags, blame it on domestic groups, let the police and military be chewed up in a fight with the people, then they bring in the I-4 NATO forces, and that's on record. No matter how crazy it sounds, that is the plan. We'll be back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end.
No safety.
No safety. No surprise. The end.
Listen, folks, we can disagree about timelines. It's mainstream news. They train with troops from 15 nations to take on domestic terrorists who they say are our veterans and gun owners. That's high treason. It is public that they're arming with all these weapons against us. It's public they're setting up face scanning. So I'm hearing Steve Quayle, and he's talking about all this evidence and stuff. He's talking about it forever, and then I'm hoping he's wrong. I think we can disagree on timelines, but definitely stuff's getting weird. And I hope he's wrong. I hope that none of this unfolds. But I know he wouldn't be out here saying all this if he in his heart didn't think things were being green-lighted for this. I just know I talked to a billionaire lady off record, owns a defense contractor company. 4 years ago, I told you this story, and she said, I'm moving to the Cook Islands. And I said, why? Because of collapse. She said, the United States won't be here. And I just happened to run into her in a lawyer's office. I was there filing some stuff at the big law firm in town. Got like 50 lawyers, and she was a listener. And then I went and checked who she was after, and was like, wow, that really is who she said. I was like, why'd you tell me that? I wish I would have asked more, though. This is crazy. This is like before World War I or World War II. Everything's lining up for that. So I don't know what's going to happen in the details, but Steve, I hope you're wrong. But you've got, you know, Hagman sources. I've got police calling and crying. Later confirmed with other high-level police. They're told all, you know, what's going to break loose. What are your sources saying? How will this start if indeed they pull the trigger?
Well, Alex, they all say it started or you wouldn't have seen it implemented. But when it really gets bad is on the financial collapse. I got to spell it out to you. Imagine everybody in the United States not being able to access their bank accounts, access their credit cards, access their ATM machines. Imagine the trucks stopping. Imagine the people who are used to government subsidies being stopped. And it's going to be across the board. This is going to be affecting everyone. And then imagine that the gangs that, and you and I talked about this 10 years ago, the gangs that have been given the guns. And oh, by the way, I was a crazy when I was talking about all the Chinese arms being shipped into the gangs on the West Coast.
You said it before it was even in the LA Times, and I know, I wish I could think that you were crazy. You said that the government was arming gangs nationwide, and now that's admitted.
Right. So the point is that here's the thing. The interesting issue that everybody's got to come to grips with and really has to come to grips with is, look, I don't know the timing, and I will agree with you on one thing. In the world of special operations, when an operation is made known, everybody cuts contact with that operation. But the bottom line is that we have the U.S. complicit, and I'm talking about the military establishment right now, with the implementation of martial law, the roundups, the assassinations, everything else. But what they are not getting, look, I was the source, and I think this is what you've got to do and I've got to do. If I've been right, and if my sources have been unfailing, and the ultimate source has been God calling me to be a watchman and proclaiming, because God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and I don't care what a person's position is, they can't argue. Look, 15 years ago, I was telling people this stuff was happening. Now a lot of people are writing books on it and everything. I don't care about that. But what I'm saying is, if it's taken people 15 years to get where I was, was 15 years ago. I'm trying to tell people what comes next, but the total financial collapse coordinated with an attack on Washington, D.C. and several other major cities, the potential for an EMP attack.
Okay, well, I want to hear the chain of events. Stay there. Let's do five more minutes so you can finish up with Steve Quayle, InfoWars.com, SteveQuayle.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.